to embrace him, and you won't trust or allow yourself to love him. I don't want this to be the case for you. This book is meant to help bring awareness to the potential damage that comes from chronically dating the wrong guys. I want to help you break free from the negativity and cynical thinking. I don't want you to miss him or the opportunity to experience a healthy and fulfilling relationship. I want you to be able to recognize the games and lies so you can avoid them entirely. I don't think you understand how detrimental it can be to get caught up in what seems like a harmless situation at first. However, when it turns into 1, 2, 5 years of your precious life and you being dragged along in a relationship with a man who is not meant for you, it's extremely harmful and no good will come from it. I don't want this to continue to be the norm for you or anyone else. I'm writing this book because I feel it's important that I do my part to help protect you. I want to keep you safe. I want you to experience and receive the relationship that is truly right for you. I want you to be able to experience the quality of life you deserve. I want you to be happy, free from the nonsense, free from the headaches, free from the stress that situationships can bring. Again, I am not writing this book to bash men. I'm writing this book to create a clear distinction between acceptable and unacceptable behavior in dating and relationships from a male perspective. I want to steer you clear of the wrong men. I am here to pour love, clarity, and encouragement into you so that you stay on the right track and get what is truly best for you. My hope is that by writing this and its companion books, I'll help you. Save yourself from a lot of dysfunction, unnecessary tears, and unhappiness. I want to prevent the countless nights of venting to friends, family, and anyone else who's willing to listen about your frustrations with your dating life and the situationships you've dealt with. I'm hoping you'll embrace the information and insight in this book. I hope you will allow it to confirm what you might already sense in your gut. I hope it will encourage you to accept the truth and act, if needed, in your situation. Be careful not to jump to conclusions while reading and just decide that the man you're currently dealing with is lying about everything he's ever said to you. Jumping to conclusions and being reactive are not the right way to use the information I'm sharing with you. This book is not meant to create chaos or any further confusion. The question mark on this book cover indicates that you have possibly already been having doubts about things that you're dealing with or don't know how to distinguish between what is true and what isn't. I'm going to lay out the information you need. I'm going to give you an understanding so you'll know how to decipher when he is indeed lying, or at the very least, see if you need to dig deeper to gain clarity on a situation. I want you to continue reading with an open mind. Please resist the urge to pick up or carry a negative perception of men and dating from what I will share with you throughout the book. Again, I'm writing this book for you to use as a healthy resource on your road to finding the right relationship for you. Focus instead on the good results that will come from this newfound knowledge once you apply it in your life. I want you to be filled with positivity, hope, and optimism as you read. I want you to get excited about the fact that by reading this book, you're positioning yourself closer to the real thing. After reading this book, you'll be able to save precious time navigating the dating waters because you'll know how to clear out the nonsense, making the way clear for the right person to enter your life. Even though I'm a man of God, I didn't write this book from a spiritual angle, so to speak. I'm speaking from a more practical perspective because there are issues that I'm constantly helping women work through and get clarity about. However, like everything I share with you, there needs to be a balance. This being the case, I will always encourage you to pray about what someone tells you, myself included. Pray about the information presented to you and make sure you're getting divine guidance on the practical matters of your life. I don't want you to take the information in the wrong way and run with it in the wrong direction. I want you to fully understand how each